Doug Plagans is the radio voice for your Florida Panthers. You will hear every Panthers Eastern Conference Finals game right here on 560 WQAM. Plagans is in Raleigh. He is boots on the ground. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Plagans, tell us a little bit about what to expect with this matchup with the Carolina Hurricanes.
Well, it's an interesting one in that you've got a couple of teams with playoff history against each other. You remember back to the Eastern Conference Final in 2023, 2 years ago. These two teams played four games that were decided by one goal, and the Panthers won all four of them. So there is a little bit of a playoff history between the two teams. You also remember it was the last time these two teams played game one in an Eastern Conference Final that we were at the arena just about all night. It was the
I remember that one well. I think every Panthers fan remembers that one.
Yes, so that was game one of the last series that these two teams played against each other. The regular season matchups have always been entertaining, and now going into this series here, there is a reason that these two teams are meeting in this conference final, and there are a lot of similarities between the two. I think maybe you look at it and you say the Panthers do have a little bit more star power, perhaps, and maybe a little bit more in terms of the offensive firepower. But the two teams defend very well. The two teams play really fast. The two teams play quick. The two teams, they defend great. They're both. It's the two best penalty kills in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Carolina has the best penalty kill to this point in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers right behind them in second. If you are fortunate enough to get a scoring chance because you've gotten through the defense, you have two all-world goalies who are going to be going head-to-head here between Sergei Bobrovsky and Frederik Andersen. Then you've got the other tie-ins, the head coach over on the Carolina side, Rod Brind'Amour. In fact, all three of the coaches who are going to be behind the bench for Carolina, the staff, Rod Brind'Amour and his two assistants, Tim Gleason and Jeff Daniels, all played for Paul Maurice years ago when they were members of the Carolina Hurricanes, and Paul Maurice was coaching there. So these two teams have been in the contending mix in the Eastern Conference for a number of years now. The Panthers are the one that has broken through, has made a couple of trips to the final, has won a Stanley Cup. Carolina's been knocking on the door here for a number of years. So you've got two really deserving teams, two teams that play similar styles. And in some ways, you look at a series like this, and I know I said that, like with a Barkov and a Tkachuk, for example, there might be a little bit bigger name value and maybe a little bit more offensive firepower on the Panthers side. But Carolina, they've got some guys that if you're not familiar with them, you're going to have to familiarize yourself with them pretty soon. Andrei Svechnikov has 8 goals in 10 games in these playoffs. He's come up big in the goal scoring department when they've needed him to. Sebastian Aho is a star player. Seth Jarvis is an emerging star player for the Carolina Hurricanes. So in many ways, this is one of those matchups where you're going to be waiting to see which team is going to blink first, because there is not going to be 1 inch of free ice between these two teams.
If I said to you, Plagans, you've got to pick one thing about Carolina that makes you most nervous about the matchup with the Panthers, because we're all, I would say, intimately familiar at this point with the kind of hockey the Panthers play. So if I said to you, here's the one thing that makes you most nervous about the matchup, it would be what?
I wouldn't say it makes me nervous, but I think the factors that stand out to me, if I look at Carolina and what makes them tough, like I said, it is the penalty kill. Now, the good thing on that is the Panthers' 5-on-5 play has been really good. It's been really good all season. It's been really good in the Paul Maurice era, and it's been really good in these playoffs. So the Panthers by no means are a power play reliant team, but they do have a good power play. That being said, Carolina's penalty kill has been really strong in these playoffs. Like I said, percentage-wise, the best penalty kill in the playoffs to this point. And they don't give up a ton. And when they do, Frederik Andersen is tough to beat. They get after you quickly. The way they pressure, this is going to look different than the way Toronto and Tampa Bay played. Carolina, it's a lot more north-south, in your face, dump the puck in, and go get it back. They thrive on the forecheck. Very much when you describe the way Carolina plays, a lot of the same descriptions fit the way the Panthers play. So that's why, like I said, this is this is going to be a really interesting series to watch, because Paul Maurice told me just a little bit ago when I talked to him, for after the morning skate for my usual pregame interview, the quote that he told me in terms of sizing up the matchup, he said, the team that can play the fastest and then capitalize on the quickness of the game, I think, wins. So that was what Paul Maurice told me, direct quote, just a little bit ago. So you're looking at two teams that play fast, two teams that get after you, that are in your face, and two teams that are very deserving to be in the Eastern Conference Final, and two teams that are certainly capable of winning a Stanley Cup.
2 years ago, Doug, in the Conference Final when the Panthers swept the Canes, Matthew Tkachuk took over the series. He became a South Florida legend in his first year. Based off that series, is there something about this matchup, something about how the Carolina Hurricanes play that allows Matthew Tkachuk to be, you know, a superstar on the ice? Not that he's not against other teams, but it was almost like as evident as ever just how great he was. Or was it just that series specifically, he was just playing superhuman and it's not fair to expect that this time?
Well, he had a big series that year. I think really what you saw there, I think there are a couple of factors. I think, first of all, that was just a big stage. And Matthew Tkachuk is one of those guys that tends to thrive on the big stage. And he is never one to shy away from the big moment. And there were some big moments in that series. And he certainly seized them. And some of his biggest goals as a member of the Panthers were during that series that only lasted four games. He, of course, had the overtime winner in the four overtime game that was about 12 and a half seconds away from going to a fifth overtime. And he had the late game series clincher in game four at home. And obviously the photo of the celebration that's kind of become, a picture that'll be forever etched in Panthers lore. I think the other thing that maybe stands out, and this is where it was a key in that series and could be a key here, a way to generate offense against a team that is very sound defensively is to try and create havoc and chaos in front of the net, to try to pick up, to try to pick up scoring chances in close quarters right around the goal crease. And that is, an area of the ice where Matthew Tkachuk is and can be particularly dangerous. So, maybe he's able to come up with a big goal or two once again here in this series, where you feel like these are all going to be tight games. And on a given night, no reason to think, in terms of if we're comparing the two, this might not be different from a couple of years ago in that I wouldn't expect blowouts, and I wouldn't expect, I would think one goal could be enough to sway things one way or the other. So, again, if he and his teammates can create some havoc in front of the net, that could certainly be something that could play into the Panthers' hands if they can make that happen.
Doug Plagans is the radio voice for your Florida Panthers. We know that based on where you eat at road games, sometimes can affect the outcome of the game and or the series. And this gets serious now, Plagans, because you're in Raleigh and this is the Eastern Conference Finals. Where have you eaten before tonight's game?
So I will say this. This is not one of the markets where there's any kind of superstitious dining. I've never looked back to the dining options in Raleigh as having any impact, mostly because there's a variety. I've mixed it up. I've never really had a set go-to in this market to go and eat. There are just a lot of places that catch your eye. I don't foresee that being, I don't see the lunchtime option, for example, being a big factor in this series. I think there are a lot of things that could be much more important factors.
Do they have cookout there, cookout in Raleigh?
It is in the market. I haven't seen one yet. I haven't looked to even see how close I am to it, but that is a good idea should I have the opportunity to get over to one.
Yeah, I've never been to one, but I've read good things
about
cookout.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
All right. Well, keep us posted if anything changes on the food front, because we're very invested in this, obviously.
Yeah, and I know Chipotle came through in the clutch for us in a big way for Game 7, but there's not one of those. I haven't seen one of those nearby where I am, and like I said, even if there were here in Raleigh, I've mixed up the dining options a lot, so it's never been a big part of the equation in my mind.
All right, fair enough. You can hear Plagans tonight on this very radio station, 8 p.m. puck drop. It'll be an 8 p.m. puck drop the entire series, and game one gets underway tonight. Thank you, Plagans. Have a good broadcast.
Thank you, and even better yet, 8 p.m. every game of the series, 7:30 pregame every game of the series, and we're going every other night, Hawk, throughout the series. There's no guessing game, so it's going to be every other night at 8 o'clock here in the Eastern Conference Final.
That's right, and we're going to broadcast live Monday. It'll be game four. It's Memorial Day, but we're going to broadcast live at the Amerant Bank Arena, so we will see you then for sure.
Looking forward to seeing you there.